Wiz, hello.
Mr. Grieg.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. Next voice you hear will be the President of the United States.
Thank you, sir.
EJ.
Mr. President.
How you been, man?
I'm blessed, sir. It's an honor to speak with you today. Thank you for your time.
Well, it's great to talk to you, and I hear we've got a Chicago connection.
Yes, sir. Born in, I'm a Cook County baby.
There you go.
But raised between Atlanta and Battle Creek, Michigan.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for having me.
It is my pleasure, sir. Let's jump right into it. Everybody here is talking about early voting. Why is it important to early vote, and how does that help?
Well, first of all, you know, obviously the people of Ohio understand the stakes in this election. You've got, on the one hand, a president who made a bet on American auto workers, and 1 in 8 jobs in Ohio depend on the auto industry. It's come surging back because of our work. You've got a president who made a commitment to end the war in Iraq and transition out of Afghanistan and go after al-Qaeda and bin Laden, and I've done that. You've got a president who's made sure that we've got a health law in place that protects people from insurance companies who might take advantage of them, and also make sure that everybody's got health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Expanded access to college for young people all across the country. The unemployment rate's coming down. And then you've got Governor Romney, who basically wants to reverse all that progress and take us back to the same policies that got us into this mess. So big stakes in Ohio. And what we know is that early vote is something that, if everybody takes advantage of it, then on election day, if there's bad weather, if you end up feeling sick or having trouble with the car or can't figure out how to pick up the kids on time from school, you've already voted. And if there are problems with voting when you show up at the polls, there's time to fix it. So what we're encouraging everybody to do is to take advantage of early vote. And I actually was the first president, sitting president, ever to early vote a couple of days ago in Chicago.
Wow.
And it couldn't have been easier. You go in, there are no lines. You do it on your own time. People are helpful. And you have confidence then that you will have voted. So I'm urging all your listeners to make sure you take advantage of early vote. We really want to bank as many votes as possible. The other thing that early vote allows us to do is that it makes sure that on election day, we can focus on people who haven't yet voted. And there are fewer people who haven't yet voted, and we can really make sure our volunteers are helping them, maybe getting them to the polls or knocking on their doors. And so the fewer people who haven't voted yet, the better our election day operation is going to be. And if people need to know where to early vote, they can go to vote.barackobama.com to get that information.
Roger that. Mr. President, you mentioned on it briefly the economy. Let me ask you a quick two-part question. What will the economy look like in 4 years when you're reelected versus in 4 years if Mr. Romney is elected?
Well, Governor Romney believes in top-down economics. His basic plan is to cut taxes for the wealthy, cut programs like Pell Grant that are helping young people go to college, cut support for Medicaid, which helps folks who've got parents who are nursing homes make sure that they're getting support, or kids who are disabled. Cut our investment in basic research and science, not make the investments we need to rebuild our roads and our bridges and our schools. Everybody who looks at his plan says it will actually slow the recovery as opposed to accelerate it, which means that there will be fewer jobs. It'll blow up the deficit because he hasn't explained how he'd pay for these tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires. So that's the recipe for a sluggish economy that George Bush put into place for 8 years, and it didn't work. And so what I'm looking at is, let's build on the progress we've made. Over the last 31 months, we've created 5.2 million new jobs. Housing markets starting to recover. Stock markets recovered, so people with 401ks have seen their savings restored. Manufacturing is back. So if we do things that I'm suggesting, like changing our tax code so we're providing tax breaks to companies who are investing here as opposed to overseas, if we focus on our education system and cut the cost of tuition for young people who are going to college and retrain workers at our community colleges, if we use the savings from ending the war to hire people back at home, all those things are going to boost jobs, build on the progress we've made, and I'm confident that we can keep bringing the unemployment rate down and make sure that people's take-home pay is decent.
It's 101.1 The Wiz. We're talking with the President of the United States, Barack Obama. Got to pay the bills. 2 records, maybe 3, and we're back with the President. Do not go anywhere. This is important. You need to hear this. It's 101.1 The Wiz, WizNation.com.
What's going on?
WizNation.com.
Yeah. Stay connected with everything we got.
I love girls, 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 girls. girls, girls.
101.1 The Wiz, President Obama, we're back. Let's get right to it. The election before, I believe, came down to Hamilton County.
Absolutely.
Well, there are folks who will say, well, the president's had 4 years. What do you say to that undecided Hamilton County voter who says, well, he's had 4 years?
Well, what you've got to remind them of is I came in the worst crisis since the Great Depression.
Yes, sir.
In the worst crisis since our lifetimes. And despite that, we've been able to start, because of the incredible hard work of the American people, we've been able to bounce back. We're not all the way back, but, you know, if the truth is that this recovery has been faster and created more jobs than we saw during George Bush's 8 years. And so we definitely don't want to go back to the same policies that got us into this mess. We're not where we need to be. But you've got to just remind people, we were losing 800,000 jobs the month I was sworn into office. If we had lost already 4 million jobs. And then as we came in, before my policies had a chance to take effect, we lost another 3 million jobs. So you know, most of the job loss took place as a consequence of the policies that had been put into place before I was president. And since I've been president, my policies have taken root. We've been growing. So we're going to keep on making progress. But this was a big hole that we had to dig ourselves out of.
Now, I understand there's a new epidemic, a disease that, Mr. President, you can help us with. The folks need to get inoculated. Can you tell us about Romnesia?
Oh, Romnesia, that's a serious ailment, and you've got to be careful about it. That's where you forget what you said just a week ago, or you forget the plan on your website, or you pretend like you were going to save the auto industry when you wrote a column saying, let Detroit go bankrupt. Governor Romney, he just is all over the map. And one of the things that I think people know about me is, and I say what I mean, and I mean what I say.
Yes,
and
sir.
I follow through on my commitments and my promises. And, you know, the people may not agree with every single thing I do, but they know that they can trust me and that I'm going to be fighting for your family, and I'm going to make sure that you know, your voice is in the room when big decisions are made in Washington. And that, I think, hopefully is the thing that people will remember when they vote.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Integrity. I appreciate that, Mr. President. Last question, sir. Just for fun here. This is The Wiz. Who's your favorite artist? What's in the presidential iPod?
You know, I've got a pretty good mix. I mean, I've got old school, Stevie Wonder.
Word.
James Brown, and I've got Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan, and then I've got everything from Jay-Z to Eminem to the Fugees to you name it.
Eclectic.
There's probably not a group that you play that I don't have on my iPod.
Well, roger that. That's good to know, sir.
So I got you know some jazz, John Coltrane.
Can't go wrong with a little Train, man.
Miles Davis got some Gil Scott Heron on there.
Wow.
You know you got to mix it up. It just depends on what mood I'm in.
Roger that, Mr. President. I want to say thank you very kindly. God bless you. We're praying for you, and thank you for taking time to speak with us here and the folks in Cincinnati on The Wiz.
I appreciate you, man. And remember, everybody, go out there and early vote. Do it today. Do it tomorrow. Don't wait. Go early vote. And if you need to find out where to early vote, just go to vote.barackobama.com. Vote.barackobama.com. You know, if people are seeing bad weather coming in the East Coast, this is an example of why you early vote, so that if there's an emergency out there, you can still have confidence that you've cast your ballot. I really need everybody out there, and Michelle needs you, and you know, we just got to make sure everybody turns out. There's going to be a very tight election, and Ohio's going to be critical.
All right. Thank you very kindly. You'd be happy to know the lines are already long for early voting also, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Thank you again, sir. God bless you.
God bless you.
Go to WizNation.com, WizNation.com, if you want to hear this interview in its entirety or if you missed any part of it. All right. Skills is out today. Don Juan for show is in. God loves you, and I do, too. Bye.
Kroger fills my prescriptions while I shop, so I get